Listeners, it's me, Jack again, and I've got a good feeling about today. Today is the fabled day of prophecy where we finally kill Bigfoot. Now, before I get too far ahead of myself, let me start from the top. Good morning, Squatchers. I'm Jack the Squatch Slayer, and this... Well, shoot, this is Expedition Sasquatch. We are the world's finest podcast for the seekers of truth. And listeners, today is the day we find and kill us a Squatch. So, we're hunting Bigfoot, and we're using incendiary devices. That's right, folks. I'm talking flamethrowers, propane torches, phosphorus. And if I've understood the instructions correctly in this ancient alchemical text I done translated, a little bit of Greek fire. Generally, I avoid fire when hunting the Squatch, both because of that tragic encounter with the mole men, and, well, because I need a corpse if I'm gonna manage to have me a taxidermified Bigfoot. But listeners, today is different. We have a Bigfoot terrorizing our Bigfoot research facility. He's breaking windows. He's eating all my creamy peanut butter, and he's damaging our roof. And I've got photographic evidence available on our blog at https://expeditionsasquatch.com/blogg. That's blog spelt the American way, with two G's. No British nonsense here. Frankly, listeners, I'm done damn sick and tired of being terrorized by a Sasquatch. I'm the world's foremost expert on Sasquatch exterminating, so I'm gonna exterminate this sucker with fire. Alrighty, listeners, here's the situation. I have painted the walls of my research laboratory with an intumescent paint of my own invention. This stuff expands when it gets hot and can insulate against extreme heat. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty at all. It tends to ooze and bubble in a fashion that is both grotesque and reminiscent of the giant slug monsters what I done fought in Panama last year. I really wish Jimbo would release that tape. It was so cool. Anyhow, I coated the walls with this stuff. It protects them from fire. In my tests, I'm able to hold the stuff in my bare hands as the other side is heated to temperatures in excess of approximately 4,000 degrees. I would say it is one of the most amazing things I have ever designed. So it's all over the walls and the floor and ceilings of the 8,000-square-foot research facility here in Ellijay, and every single doorway has a tripwire or pressure plate, what triggers a camera and one or more incendiary devices. I got a burn permit from the local fire department. I cannot be arrested for booby-trapping because I got a lifetime pardon on that charge, and because I've placed signs up around the building that say, "Warning, wear fire protection. You're in the presence of an ancient alchemical wonder known as Greek fire." Ooh, this Greek fire stuff is something else. I got a pressurized tank which sprays a thick tar-like substance which ignites on contact with flesh. In creating the substance, I have singed and scorched a not insignificant portion of my body. It will be the ultimate tool for slaying Bigfoot. I can't wait. Except I kind of gotta wait. I'm stuck outside until nightfall on account of I don't want to catch myself on fire. And I am still quite rather tender in the buttock where I done shut myself in the ass about 18 months ago. Anyhow, on account of I didn't stay in the hospital long enough for them to remove all the shrapnel from aforementioned posterior. I guess I'll record more after nightfall. This episode of Expedition Sasquatch might be sponsored by Jimbo's new podcast, but I wanted to take a minute and shout out the Ellijay Coffee House on account of them letting me hang out in their lounge while I wait for nightfall. I am caffeinated, and I eagerly anticipate the evening in which Bigfoot will be incinerated. So drink some coffee at LJ Coffee House and think about melting the skin off a Sasquatch. If it's been, you know, infesting your lab. All right, folks. Moment of truth. There are multiple fires raging throughout the facility. My homemade fireproofing appears to be holding strong, and I have donned my fire suit. I am entering the blaze. That's right, you colossal piece of shit. Burn. Listeners, there is a large ape-like humanoid, approximately 3 meters in height, standing in the doorway of my research library, and he is ablaze. It is a sight to behold. I am attempting to approach him now. I will get my photograph of this corpse before it's turned to ash. Getting closer. Almost there. I got it. Oh, fuck. Hold on, let me get the damn extinguisher. Well, listeners, we got them. We got a whole family of them. They weren't Sasquatch, though. They were lizard people. Sleestaks, maybe? I don't know. Might be some kind of lizard person. I suspect they migrated from the Scapor Swamp of South Carolina. They were wearing furs and scavenging my peanut butter. There are at least 5, and they are crispy. Personally, I love gator tail, but, well, this ain't great. If we've got lizard folk here in LJ, I just barbecued a whole family of them. I might have to capture, exterminate the whole lot. They'll just keep coming for revenge. And I gotta taxidermy me at least one of them suckers for the museum. And that's just gonna take so much damn time. Oh well. At least the flamethrowers worked pretty well. The fireproofing worked perfectly. And at least these particular lizards won't be eating my creamy peanut butter and breaking my windows or damaging my roof. I guess it's time to build up our defenses, so. Join us next time as I teach you how to proof your research laboratory and facilities against lizard folk incursions. That's all for tonight, folks. Until next time, happy hunting, good luck, and good night. This was Jack, the Sasquatch Slayer. And apparently the slow cooker of Sleestaks. Tienes un buena noche.
Expedition Sasquatch is available to you under a Creative Commons CC by SA license. Our theme music is Peaceful Henry by the Heftone Banjo Orchestra. You can find us online at expeditionsasquatch.org, a production of Fat Jimbo, Analog Revolution, and Space Age Ideas. Also available on FloppyCast from Space Age Ideas.
The giant slug monsters. I'm just going to take that from the top. And one more. And incendiary devices. Fuck. I did the research. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to start from the top.